Chip, 1-2 Fat Mac, Almighty Chick Alexi. I'm coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. Yeah, I know it's been 6 months, and I know y'all niggas is pissed, but you know, hey, I've been busy, man. I've been busy, and I got other shit to do. Real world shit. You know, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Been having to concentrate on my paper, man. So here I am. I am back from a 6 month hiatus. And today is the 26th of March, 2013. We about to dive into this shit, man. The emails have piled up. So I've decided to come on in this motherfucking wreck shop, man. We are about to do a show, which I've kind of like done before, but I'm going to go ahead and get more in depth. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a little bit more insight, hit y'all with the genesis, man, of what I've done, how I did it, why I've done it, why I did it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We're going to fuck around with another Power Trick show. That's right, another Power Trick show. Give y'all a little bit more information. That's right, another Power Trick show. I've had a lot of cats, man, hit me up. You know, that may not have been to the site in a while. They was probably, came in around 2003, and they seen, you know, how I was putting it down back then when I was sincerely on some Mac type shit where the dollar was the main focus and the main concern. And, they've stopped by and they listened to some of my podcasts and they read some of my journal logs and they've seen that, you know, the money is no longer the focus. Really, it's the lifestyle. It's fucking on the broads, man. It's kind of like taking the precedent. So they're kind of wondering, like, God damn, man. You know, what happened, man? You know, you was, on that Mac shit, man. You was on that money. You really wasn't stressing the bitches. You wasn't stressing the pussy. So what happened, man? So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to go ahead, hit y'all with some information that you may not have known. And just to give you some insight about why I'm thinking the way that I'm thinking today. You know what I mean? Because I've earned the right to trick. You know what I mean? Contrary to popular belief, everybody shouldn't have the right to trick, man. You know what I'm saying? It should only be for OGs like me who's paid my dues. You know what I'm saying, man? You got to earn the right to trick, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And with that said, let me go ahead and hit y'all with the genesis aspect, man. How I really got started in this shit. Now, let's go back before that, man. Let's go back to like 1990, when I was in Korea. I was in the military. I was in the army, and I got sent to the demilitarized zone in Korea. And I was like at Camp Casey. I was at Camp Stanley. I was at a lot of camps in Korea. And that's considered a hardship tour for those that don't know. And fucked up thing about being over in Korea, being on a hardship tour in the army, is that there's very little American women over there. You know what I mean? There's plenty of prostitutes, Korean prostitutes, but there's not a lot of red-blooded American women on the post or the base or the camp that you're at. Let me give you a good example of the ratio of men to women. Let's say, because I was stationed at Camp Coiner, Camp Stanley, Camp Casey. Let me see. Okay, the ratio to men to women on either one of those camps could have been like 100 to 1. 100 men to 1 woman. You feel me? So you already know, bitches is clowning. Bitches is acting up, man. You could be the most dog ugly bitch. You can come over there and just come up aces on niggas, you know what I mean? Because every brother over there is trying to get up in your drawers. And they willing to do anything to get up in you, you feel me? Like I said, you could be the most fucked up chick, man, the most fucked up broad. You know, the type of broad that, you know, you would see just walking around the streets here and you wouldn't even give the bitch a second look because she just toe up. Well, you take that same bitch, you put her over there in Korea on a hardship tour on a base where there's 100 men to 1 woman, that bitch is a star. That bitch is Alicia Keys over there, you know what I'm saying? So this is my first exposure to dumb shit. This is my first exposure to niggas being compartmentalized and not really knowing what the fuck they talking about. You know what I mean? I was just flabbergasted at the stupidity of some of these niggas. So now you're saying, well, get to the point. What are you saying? What I'm saying is, man, when I was young, of course, I had a revulsion for paying for pussy, for paying for ass. I'm like, man, ain't no way in hell I'm gonna pay for no ass. Fuck that. You know, of course, when you're young, really, you ain't got no business doing that shit when you're young, man. You know, you got all that energy, you're fit and you're trim. You know, you're a beast when you're young, man. You know what I mean? You got the energy to go out there and hunt them bitches down, man. I ain't got that energy today. You know what I mean? I do not have that energy today. But back then, shit, nigga, I was knocking them dead, nigga. Fuck. Whew. I was on it, man. But the problem was, I was over in the military on a hardship tour, and the bitches had they pick of the litter. The bitches, you know the old adage, man. You know, your bitch chose me. The bitches do the choosing, man. Shit. So the bitches wasn't really choosing me, man. And the main reason they wasn't choosing because they was choosing niggas I was tricking. That's the bottom line. They was choosing niggas I was gonna pay they way. You know what I mean? And this is how they would do it. Since you over there in Korea, you got like a lot of cheap shit, man. You know, I mean, a lot of good products, but cheap products. You know, like Louis Vuitton clothes, Gucci clothes, Fendi clothes, silk and fur, bed sheets, bed spreads, cheap electronics. You know, back in the day when the VCRs was popping, get a nice cheap VCR, nice cheap stereo system, you know, and these bitches was getting that off on these niggas, man. So basically the bitches is like, you know, you wanna fuck with me? Well, shit, I need some clothes, I need some electronic equipment, I need some bedspreads, and these niggas was buying it up. They was buying it up and giving it to the bitches. Once again, the ratio of men and women is 100 to 1. 100 men per one bitch. You know what I'm saying? So niggas didn't have no problems doing that shit, right? But me, right, since I'm such a Mac back then, I'm like, fuck that shit, bitch. I ain't even on it, right? I said, fuck it. I'd rather take my ass down to the village, find me a Korean chick, you know what I mean? A Korean prostitute. And the going rate for some ass back then was like $35. Hit the village, hit a bitch with a 35 piece, bang it, take your ass back up to the billets, back to the post, rest your head, and forget about that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So this is the funny thing, right? This is the hilarious thing. Once again, I'm always encountering niggas with very little fucking common sense, man. So I made it be known that I went down to the village and I bought some ass, right, from one of, he really wasn't a homie, he was just an acquaintance, a nigga that I knew, right? Yeah, fuck, man. I still remember this nigga to this day because he was ridiculous. This nigga had the nerve to frown upon me going down, buying some ass for $35 when he had a bitch, right? Well, really wasn't his bitch. Of course, he was buying the bitch. He was renting the bitch. She was a bitch that was on post. One of these highfalutin bitches. She was toe up. She was an ugly bitch. But of course, she had her pick of the litter because, what I say, the ratio is 100 to 1, men versus women. So she got that bullshit off on this motherfucker. She wanted to get all kinds of odds and ends out of this nigga, and he bought it. I remember one particular time, this nigga went down to the village, bought her like $100 worth of shit, brought it back, and shit, she gave him some pussy, right? Now, this is just, like I said, this is the same nigga that bought this bitch $100 worth of shit for some ass versus me going down there paying outright for the ass for $35. But he's above me? This nigga's better than me? No. See, what I'm trying to get at here, I've always had this bad habit of just cutting through the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I just cut through the bullshit. I don't have time for no fuckery, man. You know what I'm saying? This nigga, for some reason, he thought he was better than me because he had an American bitch on the post and he didn't outright buy the pussy with money. He basically bartered. He basically bought the bitch trinkets and clothes and electronics. And then through that, he was able to fuck. You know what I'm saying? But me, who outright gave a prostitute some money, then fucked, I'm beneath you, nigga? And I came out cheaper? Nigga, are you stupid? Nigga, you ridiculous, man. So I've been faced with this dilemma all through my life, man. You know, even though, like I said, it was still repulsive to me. It was repugnant to me. The fact that I had to pay for some ass over there in Korea, was just, you know, I just like, fuck, man, these hoes is on some different shit over here. That, them bitches, whew, it was very, I did know one cat over there who had such a mouthpiece and he had such a personality that the hoes just loved him. And, you know, power to this nigga, man. Shit, it really wasn't about what he could buy, bitch. Fuck, that was just niggas like that on the post that could get them hoes to do whatever the fuck they wanted them to do. And they didn't have to drop a fucking cent, man. You know what I mean? And I recognize that there's niggas out there like that. That's cool, man. Fuck. But what I'm trying to get at here, once again, I'm laying a framework. I'm laying some groundwork. Get y'all to understand what I'm talking about here. Once again, I give a bitch $35 just to outright bang on that shit, get it over with. This other nigga, he running around picking up all kinds of shit, buying clothes, buying electronics, you know, draping her off of this, draping her off of that. He had to spend like $100-something just to get up in the pussy and shit. And this nigga, he looking at me like I'm some sort of goddamn... He looking at me like I'm some sort of sucker. You know what I mean? I'm like, nigga, what? So that's going to lead into, that's going to segue in a lot of shit I'm going to say later on. Y'all just remember that shit, right? This nigga paying for the pussy indirectly with trinkets. Me paying for the pussy directly. I came out cheaper. You know what I'm saying? He paid more. Fuck. Goddamn, nigga, what? Okay. So right then and there, I seen it was just much better just go ahead and trick with a real prostitute than try and fuck with these rats on base, because these rats was just cleaning these niggas up, man. You know what I mean? Fuck all that. Bitch, you ain't about to get all that motherfucking loot out of me. You feel me? And then when I left the military, you know what I mean? Even before I left the military, right? I was married. I got married while I was in the military. That was always the kind of cat that, you know, always had pussy, man. I always had pussy. Even though I was married, I always had a bitch on the side, you know what I mean? So, you know, cats thinking that, you know, just because you have a certain sort of lifestyle that you don't have the ability to get with bitches, or you don't have the ability to talk a bitch out of this and talk a bitch out of that. And, you know, just these general preconceived notions just... Yeah, I let niggas, matter of fact, if just for the goddamn record, fuck it. I'll play your game. I'll go ahead and say, okay, I'm just a fat nigga with no game, and I can't get no pussy unless I pay for it. Okay, let's just get that out the way. Let's just, you know, I'm gonna let y'all get that off. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you're not gonna believe what the fuck I tell you anyway, but, you know, I'm just gonna humor you, nigga. Okay. I'm just a fat nigga with no game, and I can't get no ass without paying for it. You happy? Okay, let us move on. Let's talk about my marriage. Okay, I had, you know, a down-ass chick. Oh, she was a good woman. Oh, I'm still legally married, mind you, but we are separated. But I always had a bitch on the side, man. You know what I mean? Always had a bitch on the side. You know, it's nothing for me to juggle bitches and to juggle pussy. You know what I mean? This, of course, was in my younger days when I had the energy for that shit. And somewhere along the line, like I said, I got into a job where I worked at a prison. And I hated that goddamn job, man. You know what I mean? But I got the job because I wanted to take care of my family, good benefits and whatever, whatnot. And so I went ahead and said, all right, this is where I'm at, and this is going to be my career for a while, but then I found out that it just wasn't me. I couldn't do it. So I got this bright idea, right, and I'm not going to try and go into the full specifics of how I actually got started doing the porn, but this is where, like, 2001 and 2002, where I actually started thinking about doing porn online, right? And that was going to be kind of difficult, you know, people would say, because I'm married. So how am I going to convince wifey that I'm going to go ahead, hit the streets, get freaks butt naked, and convince them to do some porn online? You know what I mean? And I didn't have no stunt dick, really. It was just me and the side trickster. Y'all know who the side trickster is. So I was pulling out my dick. I was getting my dick sucked. I was fucking on bitches. But I convinced my wife that, hey, this is the way it is, and this is what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? I mean, damn, nigga, is that mackish enough for you? Huh? Is it? You know what I'm saying? Nigga saying, ah, nigga, you don't know how to mack. You ain't got no mack bones in your body. I mean, I set my broad down, told her what's happening. This is the way it's going to be. I'm about to get this money. You know, you can ride or die, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. I was just possessed and shit. So she rolled with it. She said, okay. So wifey had no choice but to roll with it. She said, okay, you want to roll around the city and get bitches to suck your dick and, you know, fuck on bitches just to get paid? Okay. She rolled with it. You know what I'm saying? Now, how many other niggas can get that shit off? Huh? You married? You can you convince your wife that you're going to do porn and you're going to be doing the porn with the ratchets? Is that mackish enough for you, nigga? You know what I'm saying? I'm just kind of laying groundwork. I'm just trying to show y'all niggas that I played all sides, all facets of the game, been on both sides of the fence. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing you niggas talking about is new to me. You feel me? Nothing you talking about is new to me. Been there, done that, did it all. Did the pimp thing, did the Mac thing. Now, since I'm old and I'm old laid back and I'm just lazy as fuck, nah, nigga, it's time to do what's inevitable. Some straight up tricking, man. Straight up tricking. I mean, I get amazed by, you know, the letters that I get or the phone calls I get, because there's a lot of cats I know out here that know me and know how I get down. I mean, why would people be calling a trick for advice with bitches? Why? What do you mean? And why would niggas be calling a trick, you know, to get pieced up, to get hooked up with bitches? You know what I'm saying? I mean, why would they do that? I mean, I'm supposed to be the powerless one. I'm supposed to be the sucker. I'm supposed to be the dupe. You know what I'm saying? Why is niggas asking me for advice? Because these motherfuckers know the proof is in the pudding. They seen how I get down, boy. They know what I can do. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, just because I choose the path of least resistance, man, don't you motherfuckers sleep on me. But nevertheless, once again, like I said, let's just assume for the sake of argument, I'm just a sorry fat ass nigga with no game and I can't get no pussy unless I pay for it. Fuck it. That's what, you know, I mean, that's what it is. It is what it is. Just for the sake of argument, just to help you out, just to please you. That's what it is. Man.
Gone. sugar is gone. I miss him every day.
I've always been a good dude at heart, you know what I mean? I've always been fair, and of course, you know, I pay a chick a certain amount of money, a certain fee to do what she do, you know what I mean? And somewhere along the line, you know, I figure that, you know, that's not fair just to give them one fee. You know, every now and then I'll go ahead, and if a bitch call me and she be like, Mike, I need help, can you help me? You know what I mean? And what I started doing is I started giving them extra money. They didn't have to put in no work. They didn't have to do no videos. They didn't have to take no pictures. I just say, fuck it. Come over here. Get this 100 spot. You know what I mean? Take it. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So pretty soon, all the females got hip to that. And they knew I was a good dude. They knew I would help them out. But, you know, if you got about fucking 15 females that you fucking with, then all of a sudden, just all of them out the blue just start calling you and needing help with this and needing help with that, that shit started to get expensive. That shit started to pile up. I was like, God damn, I'm gonna create a fucking monster, man. Whew, like, what am I gonna do about this shit, man? So I devised a way to cool these bitches' jets. This is what I started doing, right? Believe me when I tell you, I did not know what I was getting into when I did this. I had no intent on it turning out the way that it did. What I'm saying is, when they started calling me, I started to make them understand that they're going to have to go ahead and put in work. And not just like video work. I'm just saying, fuck it. I mean, because the whole idea was just to get them not so eager to call me and bug me about some goddamn money. You know what I mean? Because the shit was getting expensive. So I'm like, they call me, they'd be like, can I give $50, I gotta, you know, my baby need this and my baby need that for school. And I'm like, oh damn. I'm like, well, I tell you what, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Shit, what you talking about? I'm like, shit, I need a little bit of sexual healing over here. You come over here and you handle that, and shit, now I handle you. Shit. Now, and the original intent of that was to possibly repulse the bitch and not have her want to get the money, you know what I mean? I mean, like I said, that was supposed to stop bitches from eagerly getting in contact with me wanting money. I figured if she knew that she was going to have to suck some dick or bend over to get banged on and shit for that money, they'd stop calling. But me being somewhat ignorant to women, wow, the opposite actually happened. How can I put this? This is about the time I found out that most women have this fantasy, this deep-rooted fantasy of wanting to sell pussy. You know what I mean? It's exciting to them. The very aspect, the very prospect of someone shelling out money just for their sexual services is mind-blowing to them, and they love that shit, you know what I mean? So instead of cooling their jets, what happened was the fucking opposite. I mean, they started calling me, like, damn, it doubled, man. You know, if I had a chick that used to call me, like, once a month, shit, now she's calling, like, twice or three times a month. She don't mind getting down. She don't mind taking her drawers off and bent over the couch and getting smashed on. She don't mind, you know, slobbing me up in the park. You know what I'm saying? Just, I'm like, God damn. It was like, all these motherfucking females was just like, okay. They were so eager just to go ahead and have sex for money. I like, God damn, that didn't work out the way I planned it and shit. So I kind of painted myself into a corner, man, because damn, I mean, I really didn't need the pussy. I really didn't need the sex. At this particular time, I was still at home with the wife. And I had, you know, shit, I had free pussy at the crib, which is a misnomer. You know, we always talking about what is free pussy. I'm like, but damn, theoretically, me being at home with the wife wasn't really free pussy. But that's another story. We'll get on that later. But damn, yeah. I fucked around and I created a situation where, man, I just had tons of bitches calling me wanting to sell pussy, man. You know what I'm saying? I originally tried to stop these bitches from calling me wanting to get at my money so goddamn much. And I figured that if I said, okay, you know, you're going to have to suck and fuck for this money, they would leave me the fuck alone. But no, nigga, no, it didn't work out that way. I found out, man, that there's this deep-seated, like, fantasy that these females have where they love to sell pussy, man. They love to sell sexual favors, man. They on that shit. So they just kept calling me. And I just had to say, no, you know, I found myself saying, nope, can't fuck around, can't do it. It was just too many. It just got worse. Progressively fucking worse, man. Imagine that shit. And so, really, this is the beginning of the power tricking, man. This is the beginning of the power trick paradigm, okay? Now, for all y'all that's not hip to what I do and how I get down into the website or whatever, I am the originator, right, of the whole power trick paradigm. Shit, that's right. There's niggas out there that's tricks. And then there's niggas out there like me and my partner in crime, Tony Dreamer. We are consummate power tricks, man. So you're probably saying, well, what's the difference? There ain't no difference between a trick and a power trick. Allow me to school you, youngster. Allow me to school you, man. I mean, it's real simple, man. Definition of a power trick is basically a cat that maintains his power and his self-respect while he's in trick mode. A lot of y'all don't think that can happen, but sorry to say, yeah, that's real. But once again, I reflect back. Yes, I understand. I'm just a fat nigga with no game, with no swag, and I can't get no ass unless I pay for it. Oh, boy. Just to humor you, you know what I'm saying? Yes, yeah, I mean, it is what it is, man. So that's basically what a power trick is, man. You know, we don't deal with no stupid shit. We don't deal with no bullshit. Respect must be maintained throughout the relationship between you and your hoe. You know what I'm saying? Because once again, if you use a trick, then the bitch that you fucking with, she's on some hoe shit. Always remember that. You know, when bitches go ahead and just really want to, you know, slander your name or slander your character by calling you a trick, you know, you gotta remind that bitch, well, bitch, if I'm a trick, what does that make you? You're a hoe, okay? You know, but of course, the bitches that I fuck with, they're not hoes. No, we just have a business arrangement. That's all it is. You know, like I said, we keep it respectful around here, which is the only way that a power trick fucks around. The respect will be maintained. Okay, you get what you want at the end of the day. I get what I want at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And there's no bullshit in the mix. There's no illusions about what's going on. You feel me? Shit. And I'd also like to say, I've heard, another term being thrown around, a power simp. And there's no such thing as a power simp, man. There's no such, that's like, you know, that's an oxymoron. That's like using the term fresh frozen. You know what I mean? Either the food you're eating is fresh or it's fucking frozen. It can't be both. You know what I mean? And simps are basically people who are powerless. They have no power. Bitches run roughshod over a simp. You know what I mean? Shit, you can be a trick, right? And not be a simp. I know that's kind of hard for some niggas to digest coming from, you know, select schools of thought. But yes, you could be a trick and not be a simp. That's right. I can prove it, man. I got thousands of examples that I can go ahead and throw at you to show that, fuck, there's a lot of tricks that have power, maintain their self-respect. You know what I mean? But shit, man, you can't. Whoo, man. Mm. These niggas is. So yeah, I want y'all to understand that, man. Ain't no such thing as a power simp. You could be a power trick, but you can't be no power simp. Simps by nature are powerless. Like I said, the bitch runs the simp. You could be a trick and not let a bitch run you. No, nigga. No, I understand. Yes, I'm just a fat nigga with no game, with no swag, and I can't get pussy unless I pay for it. I know. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Also, I kind of skipped over one thing. Yeah, a lot of y'all was asking me about that one broad I had living with me. And is she still living here? Of course, man. I got rid of her nigga back in November of last year. I couldn't fuck around no more, man. You know how I am. I mean, you know, I can deal with a young hood rat. I can deal with that because most of the time, you know, a young hood rat, you know, the body is banging, the sex is banging. You know, I want to hit it. You know, she's got something that I want. I want some physical recreation. But as it turned out, this chick, man, she was an older chick. And I tried to fuck with her because I was hoping that she could help me settle the fuck down. You know what I mean? Because I was having a problem just trying to settle the fuck down. I was too out here. You know, but like I said, she just turned out to be an old hood rat, man. I can't fuck with an old hood rat. You know, because basically an old hood rat don't really have the body. She really don't have she didn't have no titties, she didn't have no ass, she didn't have no curves. It was just, the sex was horrible, man. She loved to get fucked by me, but I just, man, fuck. Oh, I have words to describe just how bad I wanted her to leave, shit. And so finally, she kind of got the hint, man, because I just had so many bitches calling me, like, damn, when you gonna get rid of this bitch? I'm like, I'm working on it. Cause she was a good chick, man. Just, you know, we just wasn't compatible. Plus, like I said, she was one of them church bitches, man. I can't fuck with them church bitches. She be in here in the bedroom. Oh my God. This bitch listening to gospel music full blast on her phone. And y'all know me, man. I ain't on that church shit. I can't. That shit is just like nails on a chalkboard to me. So finally, man, she finally got the hint, man. She kept trying to come on by, and I want to talk to you. I want to see you. But, of course, I was always busy. I'm like, bitch, I don't know. I'm in fucking Nebraska. Shit. No, you're not. I'm like, yeah, I had to go on a business trip. Fuck. So she just stopped calling, man, because she got the hint, man. I couldn't. Ooh-wee. She packed all her shit, and she rode the fuck out. Man, she wasn't bringing shit to the table. Didn't have a job. It looked like she stopped going to school. Sex was whack. She stopped cooking because I wouldn't fuck her no more. So I'm like, oh, you ain't serving no purpose. But anyway, like I said, I fucked around and I forgot to tell y'all about that because niggas still want to know what was going on with me and that chick. She is no longer in the mix. Period. Point blank. So once again, we talking about the whole paradigm of the power trick movement. I am the originator of the power tricking. You know what I'm saying? Only at maxcity.com, baby. Mm-hmm. That's right. Once again, you can be a trick and not be a simp. Okay? And there is no such thing as a power simp. No such thing. Shit, once again, we're dealing with power and self-respect. Some niggas will say, well, how the fuck do you have self-respect when you directly pay for ass? I'll get into all that, man. You know, like I said, niggas just refuse to think outside the box. You know what I'm saying? But this, I'm going to break this show up into like three or four parts, man, because I got tons of shit to talk about, man. So what I'm going to do now, this is the end of show number one. I'm going to leave y'all niggas salivating, you know, for the next couple shows, because I know how y'all are. You know, when y'all get one show, y'all just, it's like cookies and candy. You can't stop, you know, fucking with it. So I'm not going to give it all to you in one long, drawn-out show. I'm just going to divvy it up into like three or four pieces. And hopefully that will satisfy y'all's hunger for these Mac City episodes. So once again, it's the Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. And I'll see y'all on the flip side in another couple weeks with Power Trick Genesis Part 2. And I'm out.
Into my life, boy, I adore you. will shine like diamond ice, and I'll show.